AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Senate is expected to vote today on the nomination of President Trump's pick to run the Defense Department, Pete Hegseth. According to answers he provided to a senator during his confirmation process that the AP obtained, Hegseth paid $50,000 to the woman who accused him of sexual assault in 2017. There are also allegations of drinking. Jean Shaheen is a New Hampshire Democrat.
The almost 3 million men and women who serve our nation in uniform deserve a Secretary of Defense who will not needlessly throw them in harm's way or seek to divide them with partisan politics.
Texas Republican Bill Hagerty says this is a smear campaign.
Pete is patriotic, smart, he's an energetic leader. His priority is our warfighters and having their backs by focusing the Department of Defense on lethality and competence, rather than extraneous political and social issues.
Republicans have a very slim majority in the Senate. Active duty military troops are arriving in El Paso, Texas, and in San Diego. They are the first batch of new forces being deployed to secure the southern border. The AP's Elliot Spaggett is at the border near San Diego.
Now it's very quiet, and the Border Patrol is back to what they were doing years ago, which is trying to pursue people who are eluding capture.
The Pentagon announced about 1,500 troops are being sent to the border this week as the department scrambles to put into motion President Trump's executive order demanding an immediate crackdown on immigration. Prosecutors say a recording captures the ex-interpreter for baseball Shohei Ohtani impersonating Ohtani to transfer money.
Who am I speaking with?
Shohei Ohtani.
Ipe Mizuhara has pleaded guilty to bank and tax fraud for stealing almost $17 million from the L.A. Dodgers star. The recording is a phone call made to a bank. Prosecutors say Mizuhara gambled all the money away. This is AP News. An injured Novak Djokovic had to quit mid-match in his Australian Open semifinal. Djokovic says he had a muscle tear and the pain was getting worse and worse. He lost the first set against Alexander Zverev.
Unfortunately, due to injury, Mr. Djokovic can no longer continue playing. Game, set match, Zverev.
The crowd in Melbourne started booing. Djokovic gave two thumbs up as he left the court. He said the tank was empty.
I knew even if I won the first set, it is going to be a huge uphill battle for me, you know, to stay physically fit enough to stay with him in the rallies, you know, for another, God knows what, 2, 3, 4 hours.
Djokovic was bidding for an 11th championship at the Australian Open and a record 25th Grand Slam title overall. He withdrew from last year's French Open before the quarterfinals. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Black Friday, wow, shop Wayfair now. Month long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out this song. Best in decor, Black Friday scores.
Garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses too. Sheets that are new, everything home. These things in chrome. Hands up with clog area rugs. Fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the season.
Wayfair.